From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Have you seen the movie Sideways?
You know, I haven't, and so many people have told me, first of all, that it's a great movie and I should see it. And then there's something special in it.
Yeah, you, in many ways. The main character, Miles, at two points in the film, is doing a New York Times crossword puzzle. And, you know, Will Shortz, your name, is right up there on the screen. Of course, in one of the scenes, he's doing it in the car.
He's driving a car.
Yeah, as he drives to work. And I was thinking, you know, don't do this at home.
I don't recommend that, no.
Just fantasy. What have you been up to this week?
I was in Spokane, Syracuse, New York on Wednesday night to almost 2,000 people. The event was co-sponsored by the local NPR station, WRVO, so I got to meet some of the people there.
Did they all want to know what the answer to the puzzle was?
No, they didn't.
They usually do. They all want to know the answer. Well, before we can give the answer, we actually have to tell everyone what the challenge was that you left us with last week. What was it?
I said, name a famous classic actor, last name in six letters, drop the final letter, move the first two letters to the end, and you'll name a famous classic actress in five letters. Who are these people?
You know, the first thing I started thinking about were, like, you know, Sarah Bernhardt, you know, really old classic actors. But the two answers are really classic actors in their own right. Why don't you give us the answer?
It's Bogart to Garbo.
Excellent. We had about 1,760 entries from people who solved this puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Jerry Stacy from Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Jerry.
Hi there.
What do you do there in Baltimore?
I am an administrator for Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Really? And how long have you played the puzzle?
Oh, goodness. Probably about 5 years.
I understand that you listen to us in your car?
Yeah, I sing at the National Cathedral, and I'm driving down every Sunday morning from Baltimore to Washington, and so that's where I hear the program.
Ah, so you yell at the radio on your way down,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So are you ready to play for real now?
I am as ready as I'll be.
All right. Well, Jerry, meet Will. Let's play.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Jerry. I'm going to give you two words. Each has two syllables. The first word rhymes with a category of things, and the second rhymes with something in that category. For example, if I said kitty and tennis, you would say city and Venice.
Okay.
All right. Number one is knowledge, Taylor. What rhymes with knowledge?
College.
Yes, and the name famous college rhyming with
Baylor.
Taylor? Baylor. Excellent. Try this one. Quiver and bongo. And this is geographical. Quiver and bongo.
River?
Yes.
And Congo?
Congo, good. Power crazy. Power crazy.
Power.
Tower?
Not tower.
No.
There's two letters that go before the first vowel. Something decorative.
Flower?
Yes. And what kind?
Daisy.
Flower and daisy. Good. Sticker. Frisky.
Sticker.
Right.
Ticker. Liquor?
Whiskey. Yes. Liquor and whiskey. Excellent. Foxer. Bison.
Boxer and bison.
Well, the first word was foxer, but I think you said the answer.
Did I?
What did you say? What was the first word that rhymes with?
Boxer, right?
Yes, boxer is right.
Oh, and bison, Tyson.
And Tyson, Mike Tyson is right. Slumber, heaven.
Number.
Uh-huh.
11.
Okay, I was going for 7, but that works.
Okay.
Reason, printer.
Season, winter.
Excellent. Handy, muffle.
Candy.
Yes. A kind of candy that rhymes with muffle.
Yep.
It's delicious. It's chocolate.
Isn't it also a kind of thing that...
It grows in the woods.
Yeah, wild boars go after them.
Yeah.
Truffle.
Truffle is right. Fetal, that's as in F-E-T-A-L. Fetal and bingo.
Fetal, bingo.
Think music for this one.
Oh, great.
Oh, you'll know this. Popular music.
Oh.
1960s.
Beatle. Ringo.
Yeah. And Ringo is right. Petal, P-E-T-A-L. Petal and shopper.
Metal and copper.
Excellent. Speaker and spiky. something to wear.
Okay.
On your foot.
Sneaker.
Yes.
And Nike.
Is Nike is right. And your last one is Groovy and Geico, as in the insurance company.
Movie and...
Yes. A movie that rhymes with Geico? A classic movie? One of the all-time greats?
Oh, no.
Alfred Hitchcock?
Yes.
Psycho.
Psycho,
yeah.
Is it.
This was hard.
This was one of those where you thought, oh, that poor person on the radio.
Nice work, though.
Thanks.
For playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. Man, you've earned all of this. The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2 and the New York Times Will Shorts favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Jerry, what radio station, public radio station, do you listen to?
I'm a member of WYPR Baltimore and WAMU Washington.
Oh, the magic word, member. Jerry Stacy from Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Okay, so did I. Will, what's the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week?
Yes, it comes from listener Eric Larson, who's an assistant professor of psychology at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Name a food in six letters, starting with S, as in Sam. Drop the S, add a D, as in dog, at the end to name another food in six letters. What foods are these? So again, a food in six letters, starting with S, drop the S, add a D at the end to name another food in six letters. What foods are these?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.